Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today. This is Kelly Barner, editor at Buyer's Meeting Point and the Business Survey Chair for the ISM New York Report on Business. The ISM New York Report, which was first run in 1917, is a highly regarded indicator of business conditions in the New York metro area, including a six-month outlook, employment index, and current and expected revenues. Each month, ISM member companies in the New York metro area respond to a series of questions designed to assess their current and future outlook on a number of economic indicators. As the business survey chair, I take those responses, seasonally adjust them as necessary, and then provide the results in a straightforward and time-tested approach. The December ISM New York Report on Business was released on January 4th at 9:45 a.m. Eastern and is available for download on the ISM New York website. I will include a link to it on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. There's no denying the fact that New York City purchasing managers expressed a surge of forward-looking optimism to end 2016. While not all of the indices in the December report were directionally aligned with the six-month outlook, the responses to this portion of the survey set December 2016 apart as the highest year-end level of optimism seen since 2010. Here is a quick rundown on the report indices. The current business conditions came in at 63.8 in December, reaching a 14-month high. As previously noted, the six-month outlook significantly increased to 74.2 after coming in at 60.8 in November. In addition to being the highest December level of optimism since 2010, this is also the highest level of month-to-month optimism seen in 18 months. The six-month outlook has been a reliable short-run guide for current business conditions over time. Employment, one of the seasonally adjusted indices, dropped to 42 in December after rising above the break-even point to reach 52.3 in November. Quantity of purchases came in at 58.0 in December, continuing the trajectory seen in November and tying with February for the 2016 high. News for the top line and forward guidance continue to be positive, albeit without seeing significant changes over last month. Current revenues were 55 in December. Expected revenues reached 67.5 in December, topping November's six-month high of 66.7. Prices paid decreased to 57.5 in December after reaching a five-year high of 69.2 in November. In terms of my additional commentary for this month, I'm most interested in the contrast between the high six-month outlook and the current employment number, which, just to clarify, is a current rather than forward-looking index. Employment last made big news in September of 2016 when it plummeted to 33.9, the lowest level seen since the Great Recession of 2008. After a few months of recovery, we're back in contraction territory, but without it placing any drag on the six-month optimism. Clearly, New York purchasing managers are able to draw the line in their minds between the 2016 budget year and what they expect to see by the summer of 2017. Looking directly at the employment survey responses, 20% of purchasing managers expected to see an increase in employment. Of the remaining 80%, there was an equal split between those expecting no change and those expecting a decrease. Clearly, expectations are high enough to help managers overlook the current slump on the employment front, and New York Metro is not alone in its sky-high optimism. The Dow Jones Industrial Average continues to linger just below 20,000 after blowing past the 19,000 mark for the first time on November 22nd. What we'll need to see is what the incoming Trump administration is able to deliver in their first 3 to 6 months, and whether their accomplishments justify all of these high hopes or let the air out of the market. If the purchasing manager's confidence is well placed in President-elect Trump, we may be in for an amazing year of economic growth. Please feel free to share your comments and feedback on this information, as well as to share it with anyone from your network that you feel would benefit from the information. I will put a link to the December ISM New York report on business on today's Blog Talk Radio episode page. Remember to check back in with me on Thursday, February 2nd, for the release of the January report. Thank you for joining me, and have a great rest of your day.